Now, I am delighted to say that in the studio I am joined by Sinead Murphy and Roisin Liston from the Northside Partnership. Morning, girls. How are we?
Good morning, darling.
First of all, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, and thank you for having us in.
You're more than welcome. Sinead, the reason that we're all here and that I got you to come in this morning is because your recent newsletter is busting at the seams, I think is the way to describe it.
That's right, Tony. I suppose our January newsletter is always full of a lot of new initiatives that are open to people looking to start 2017 and make some changes. So we've a very wide array of activities, programmes and courses coming up over the next month that we'd like to go through with you here this morning.
Let's go.
Right, so first up out of those is the Communiversity, which is a very exciting initiative which we've been delivering now for 5 years in association with NUI Maynooth and Dublin City Council Library Service. What it is basically a chance for adults and regardless of their education level to try out a FETAC Level 7 university course in their local library. So how does it work?
Exactly, that was, yes, you're very good at reading facial expressions, Sinead.
How does it work? So basically, over seven, it's a taster. It's not, you're not going to get a degree at the end of it, but it's a taster. So it's for people that think, I really wish I'd had the opportunity to go to university, but the idea might seem very intimidating. So this is a taster to give people a chance to see what's involved in a university course.
And before they embark on this, Sinead, are there minimum education requirements that they need, or is it just simply a matter of apply?
It's simply a matter of apply. There's no minimum education requirement, and we do prioritise people who are out of work for places on this course. So it's a 17-week course. It's one morning per week in Coolock Library. It's Thursday mornings, and it's discussion-led. So over the 17 weeks, they'll go through a number of key modules, which are local history and genealogy, which is all about looking at the history of Dublin and helping people to get to know the area they're from. There's another module called Politics, Power and People, and that's all about how the political system works, helping people to understand how their society is governed.
Yes, indeed, and I think a lot of politicians could go on that one, actually.
Possibly. We'll send them an invitation, maybe, Tony. Then the third module is psychology, helping people to understand the world around us and what motivates people, how they behave. And then the economy and us, and it asks the question, is an alternative view of society and the economy possible? So it's discussion-led. So they cover the topics, the details that would be covered in a university course, but it's through discussion only. And the people on the course aren't asked to do projects or assessments on them afterwards.
So there's no assignments. Well, obviously, then that's why you can't get the paper at the end of it, because there's nothing to mark you on.
There is a kind of graduation ceremony where participants get a certificate, but it's not actually a degree or a diploma or anything
but
like that.
I would imagine, Sinead, that, you know, as you say, and it's a lovely word to use, it's a taster of it, that if it was something that you felt that you had a sort of a panache for, you're well a quarter of the way, 25% of the way towards going and actually getting it, because you know what's involved this time round. Mm-hmm. It would make the transition into actually going for it much easier.
It certainly does, and as I said, this is the fifth year that we've run it, and past participants have used it as a bridge to return to third level education. Some people might.
And in the 5 years that you've had it, is it fully subscribed every year, or
are
there every year? That is amazing.
I don't have figures to hand, but a fairly significant percentage of people that do the course would then go back to third level education. They'd use it as an entry route. You'd have a lot of people going back in through the mature student route. And what we would do in Northside Partnership is, once the course is completed, anyone who's taken part has access to our education and career guidance counsellor, Paul Hayes, who is an expert in all these matters in terms of figuring out the grant schemes, the access routes, the ways that people can get into pursuing courses that they're interested in. So it's not just 20 weeks or 17 weeks and then you're left, you know,
hanging. Yeah, 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 yeah.
It's
all part of a path and a route towards moving on in life and further. That sounds excellent. Okay, next.
As first week back to work, I mean, I think we're all kind of, you know, trying to get back.
Well, you're
to
doing well, because most people aren't coming back until next Monday, believe it or not.
That's all the teachers, isn't it? Lucky them.
Oh. we don't mention the war.
Well, if regardless of whether you're in work or not, you're probably feeling the effects of, you know, the Christmas success. So what we do early in January is we offer healthy food made easy courses, which are an excellent opportunity for people to learn how to cook healthy meals on a budget. It's a free 6-week course that takes place in our Kish House offices in Greendale Road in Kilbarrick. And over the 6 weeks, it's 2.5 hours per morning from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m.
And again, Sinead, I would imagine by virtue of the fact that there is only one centre offering this, get in early with your applications, because this could fill up very fast, yes?
This course certainly will. Now, there are two options to pursue Healthy Food Made Easy. This is our public course and it's running in the mornings. So yes, if you want to sign up for the one that begins on Tuesday the 17th of January, you would need to call the Healthy Food Made Easy coordinator, Linda Scanlon, fairly quickly. And the number to do that is 832-0995. So get in touch with Linda and book your place on this. But if you're part of a group and you have a number of people, let's say a parents group in a school or something like that, that would like, you've a few like-minded people that would like to do a Healthy Food Made Easy course, we will go to your group and provide it in your setting. And again, you would contact Linda on the same number to organise that. But if you're just an individual thinking, I'd like to get healthy, then you would need to access it through the public courses, which we run in Kish House.
And that would be ideal. Now, you know, I'm just thinking outside the box here for the moment, but that would be ideal, we'd say, for you know, parents who meet at the school every morning at an appointed time, dropping off kids, etc., and have an hour or two to spare afterwards. And you know, if you had a group, six, what's the minimum you can travel to?
I think it's 10.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm sure that every parent that's dropping kids to school knows 9 other parents that they could club together, and there you go. That's a brilliant idea.
Schools that have a homeschool liaison officer, they very often kind of link in with Linda to organise these courses for parents in their schools. But it's not limited to schools. It's any community group that can get together, a group of people can work with Linda to organise a course in their own setting. We've also worked with Men's Sheds projects. They've a number of the local Men's Sheds groups have recently done Healthy Food Made Easy courses. So, you know, it's pretty much any group that can get together. And
yes, indeed. Another fabulous organisation, and we will have excuse me, somebody from Men's Sheds in with us in the next couple of weeks, actually within the next week, I hope. Massive organisation as well, does great work in the area, you know. And again, believe it or not, if my memory is right on this matter, founded in Ireland. It's something that I think the first one was in Waterford, if memory serves me right, and it has gone around the world as a result of that now.
I won't correct you, Tony, if you...
I think...
if you say so.
I have this in the back of my head somewhere that was the situation with that, but it's a fantastic organisation, does great work, you know. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, right, we're now going to be able to eat healthy. Roisin, you're getting a handy run this morning, so we better make you work now.
Just coasting through it. So another thing that we have going again, there's no time of year that isn't stressful, I suppose, but January can be a time that we kind of feel the effects of the darkness and of the pressure and of going back to work and all that as well.
It is actually, statistically, it's one of the worst times
we
of the
feel
year.
I
think that one, and is it October or something like that?
Possibly,
they're the two worst months it sees a spike in mental unwellness, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, and even just, you know, basic stress that we all can feel at different times. So we run stress control workshops. We have been running them down in Kish House in Kilbarrick, in our office down there, for the last couple of months. And now we don't have dates for ones in 2017 because it is demand based. But if it is something that you'd be interested in participating in, you can call us down in Kish House on 832-0995. It's a 6-week course generally. And each does the 6 sessions, and each session runs for just under an hour, maybe about 45 minutes. It's generally just information about stress so that we can all understand it a bit better, and then learn a few kind of very helpful, very, very practical tips on managing it on a very day-to-day basis. It's not something that is about dialogue. It's not about giving your own feedback. It really is a kind of a lecture style. It's just learning about stress and how we can manage it. And participants receive a booklet with the content from each week and some tips, and a CD as well with a kind of a mindful relaxation
Yeah, and the shocking thing about stress, which I didn't realise until very recently, is that, you know, when people talk about stress, they think it's something that's quite visible in somebody, and you see them under pressure, and you can see the, and the old thing, yeah, you could see the stress in his face. But apparently you can actually be suffering from stress and not realise it at all.
Absolutely,
yeah. Which I find very strange. And in relation to that as well, Roisin, I presume that when it comes to something like that, the, you know, sort of mental health awareness type of thing, that you'd be hooking up with other organisations who are who specialise in that field.
Well, actually, I should have said that, that this is something that we run in partnership with the HSC Primary Care Social Work Service. So the course has been delivered by Mary McNutt, based in the Kilbarrack Primary Care team, in their social work service there, in the health centre there next to us in Kilbarrack. So for that, we've partnered with them. Yeah, it's through them that it's delivered.
Okay, and as you said, that is going to be demand-led, so...
Yes, so if people could call us on 832-0995, leave their name and contact details, and whether an evening course or a daytime course would suit them best. So far, we've only ran them in around the kind of mid-morning time, but we would be open to running an evening one if people were interested in that. So if people can let us know which would suit them best, that'd be great, yeah.
And Roisin, when you say evening, what's the latest time in the evening that one could kick off at?
I suppose we'd probably look at a kind of a 6 to 7 slot, or maybe 7 to 8, but I don't know really.
Yeah,
I suppose it would depend, I suppose.
You certainly wouldn't be in a position, and the reason I'm asking it is for your sake, I suppose, more than anything else, is that you really wouldn't be in a position to be starting course at 8 o'clock at night.
No,
you know,
probably not.
That
would
be the time you'd really want to be finishing it.
I suppose our attention spans would all be kind of waning at that time as well. Yeah, yeah.
And it makes for a longer day for everybody.
That's it.
Okay, what's next?
So I suppose I'll go on to this now because it's semi-related. So actually, a group of graduates from our Young Community Leaders Programme have formed a committee called LOV, which stands for Learning About Mental Health. And they're all about lending a helping hand to people who, to everyone in our community, so that we can all create a community where we feel a bit more welcome and a bit more in the light and understanding about the whole area of mental health. So they are organising a week called Love in just the week after next, so from the 16th to the 21st of January. And the focal point of that week will be a community seminar on mental health called Northside Minds. So that's going to be held on Wednesday the 18th of January from 2 to 5 here in Parnell's GA Club, and all are welcome. So I'll be sending details to yourselves, so we'll have a link up on the website there so people can actually register online. But again, if they're open to pre-registering, or if you're with a school or a youth group and you want to book a group, you can call us on again 832-0995, and you can ask for myself, Roisin, or else you can just leave a message with them if I'm out, and we'll book a group for you. And basically everyone's welcome. We'd love if people could come and attend and listen to a variety of people speak about the topic of mental health. So it could be understanding ourselves or the topic of wellness a bit better, understanding things that we can all do in our everyday lives that can make things a bit better. It'll range from maybe kind of complex topics like, for example, self-injury. We have Carl Tuher from the Northside Counselling Service talking about that, to something that's a bit closer to home about self-awareness and things that we can all be doing just to understand ourselves a little bit better. And that will be talked about by Carol Conway of Freelance Catalyst. And we also have Principal Peter Keohane from the Donaghy's Community School to talk about education and mental health. And we're hoping to have a representative from the Dublin City Council Sports Office as well to talk about the links between activity and well-being and that kind of thing as well. There's a few other exciting speakers that we have in the pipeline, and we're hoping to have a local actress come to speak about the links between kind of art and drama and mental health and that kind of thing. And then there's a few other people that we have yet to confirm, but we'll be keeping of that updated on our website as well. So on northsidepartnership.ie you'll find plenty of information about that as well.
That is absolutely brilliant, because you know, it's something that can't be stressed enough and loudly enough and often enough, because you know it's something that I feel like on a personal basis I just look at the amount of people that we have lost through mental health issues that would still be with us if they had partaken in a programme like this or just reached out and spoken to somebody. And, you know, we we have interviewed representatives from Pieta House here on numerous occasions, and I mean, that's the one point that they keep stressing time out of number, is that the help is there. Just look for it, please. Where are we going from here, girls?
You got ready. Yeah, so as part of our ongoing outreach to community groups in the area, in the local development team at the Northside Partnership, we've been luckily recently joined by our own community grant writer. So we're really lucky enough to have now a new addition to the team in the form of Kira Sadlier, who's a community grant writer, and she's a resource for community groups in this area, and she's a fantastic resource.
And I think what we'll do, because of the profile and the portfolio that that she has, what we'll do is we will get her in on a separate issue.
Brilliant.
On a separate day, because there's so much involved in that,
and
you know, we do have a lot of groups and organizations operating at community level, and I have no doubt that there is actually funding there, but they don't know that it's there. And to apply for it,
yeah, it's taking, you know, the time as well. Like, a lot of groups don't have the time even to apply for it.
As well as that, though, Roisin, I find with a lot of those that, you know, you will have government officials jumping up and down and saying we're providing this and we're providing that, but for the ordinary layperson to go and look for those grants, it's an absolute minefield.
Absolutely.
I mean, you'd want a degree to navigate your way through it. So that is brilliant when there is somebody there who specialises, and that's their forte. So I think
that's it. I'll give you her email address. She works part time, so she won't be available in Kish House at all at all times. But if you give her an email, if you're there from a community group and you absolutely can't wait to hear from the next edition, and you want to get in touch with her as soon as possible, her email is Kira, C-E-I-R-E, at communitygrantwriter.ie. And if you call Kish House again at 832-0995 and leave a message for Kira, it'll get to her as well.
And she also has a Facebook page as well, facebook.com/communitygrantwriter will bring you directly to it, and if a community group would decide to follow that, then they'll actually get updates directly from Kira.
We're getting a feedback there, folks, from something or other along the line. Don't worry about it. I know what the problem is. The other way, Sinead. Pull it in. That's it. Now, sorry about that, folks. Gremlins, but we have swatted them. We will get Kira in, I think, on a one-off separate thing. And because that is something which is very, very important, you know, that people realise that there is money there, but accessing it and how to access it. And I think what we'll do as well in relation to that is when we have Kira in, we'll do a link up to our own website as well, so that anybody looking at us, they can get the links back, and because that is vitally important for community organisations. Sinead, have you something else for us?
No, I think that's it for the moment, Tony.
Something that we spoke about off air before we started our chat. The early intervention, which is something that the Northside Partnership should be and is quite rightly very proud of, that's kicking off again, yes?
It is indeed. Our Preparing for Life home visiting programme is we're recruiting on a continuous basis in the community in Dublin 5 and 17. So any parents who are pregnant at present and who would like to sign up to the programme, they can get in touch with our Preparing for Life team on 01877 1509. That's 877 1509, and Linda or Melanie in our admin team there will put you in touch with the home visiting team. So what you will be signing up to is basically a 4-year home visiting programme where a family mentor will visit you in your home once per week, and they will deliver a curriculum that's based around tip sheets that give you information on the most up-to-date advice that's out there in terms of parenting and child development. As you know, Tony, from previous interviews, we have a very strong evidence base for the programme that shows that children who participated in the programme had higher IQ
IQs, they were less likely to be obese, they were less likely to suffer from behavioural problems. So there's a very strong evidence base that taking part in this programme has huge benefits for both parents and children that join it. It is only open to parents in a limited geographic area, which is in specific parts of Dublin 5 and 17. And if you'd like to know if you live in that area, you can call the number that I just mentioned, or you can visit our website preparingforlife.ie as well.
And I cannot reiterate strongly enough what Sinead has just said there, because we did an interview on this early last year, and the figures were absolutely astounding when you compare it to children who were not part of the scheme compared to those who were. The results were absolutely astounding. It was off the Richter scale.
There was a 10 point IQ gap, I think, is
and as well as that, Sinead and Roisin, and indeed everybody at Northside Partnership, and the girls are very modest, and everybody at Northside Partnership they are just decent people, and they're not the type to be blowing their own trumpet, but I'll do it for them. So successful was that scheme that it has been used as the template all over the country with various other schemes, and it's just brilliant. So, well done on that one.
Very much so.
Roisin and Sinead, thank you so much for coming in to us this morning. And we will be keeping in touch with you. And if there is anything that anybody wants in the meantime, have we got, we'll say, one phone number and one email address that they can contact you on to get it?
The main contact details for the organisation are our website, northsidepartnership.ie. Our head office's number is 01-848-5630. That's 848-5630. Or you can email info@nspartnership.ie.
There you are, folks. It's all there for you. Sinead Murphy and Roisin Liston, thank you so much for joining us on Northside Today.
Happy Thanks, Tony. Happy New Year.
And to you and yours.